Another brand new episode of Liquor Talk starts right now. Coming at you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you pull up with me. This is your man, Victor, podcasting out of Florida. This is the one and only, the Liquor Talk podcast. Shout out to all my subscribers on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and Twitch. Shout out to everybody that's supporting. Thank you for rocking with us. We're in season 6 of Liquor Talk. Join us today, podcast out of North Carolina. She's the host of the Tweet Talks podcast. It's Dawn Marie. How you doing, Dawn?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. I appreciate you for coming on today. Tell people about your podcast.
All right, so my podcast is called Tweet Talks. I am basically talking a lot about life, love, relationships, anything, pretty much. I've become quite a bit of a talker, so that's what we get into. And sometimes we talk about current events. If there's something going on, we'll chit-chat about it. But pretty much life, love, the workplace, drama, and all that.
That's real. That's real. So what made you decide to start a podcast?
Well, pretty much I had a long career in law enforcement. And anybody that has been in law enforcement for a long period of time, it kind of takes your voice away. So you start to get so involved in the workplace, maybe learn to have trust issues, and you kind of pull back your own personality, the things that you like, the things that you like to do because you focused on your career, pretty much. So then I got into a different entity in law enforcement, and I wanted to get my voice back. I wanted to be able to be the lively, bubbly, funny person that I was, and so I created a podcast to kind of introduce myself back into the world and to learn to become more social again and get back into who I was. And I went to therapy for a small portion of time, and that was the main thing, is I had to pretty much get away from the exhaustion of life and start to be me again. And I'm so glad that I did it. So y'all check me out.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it too. But how did being in law enforcement take your voice away?
There's a lot of things that you cannot do when you are considered a public figure. You can't, there's a lot of things, as you know, that ends up in the news and the media that you can't talk about, that you're not able to give your point of view on. And there's a lot of things that you experience that sometimes you don't like anybody. Most people that have been in law enforcement for a long period of time, when they come home, they don't talk about what they see. They don't talk about it. It's kind of like you have to have two lives. And in the midst of having two lives, you lose part of your life because you're working a lot of hours. You're working a lot of hours. You're around a lot of stuff that that you don't really want to bring home if you do have the opportunity to do it. So being in law enforcement for a long period of time, that's what it did. It stopped me from living. You know, if you're a person that, you know, I used to hang out, and I stopped doing a lot of that. So it became working home. So I needed to be me again, be a female again. And so I got on a long journey to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're getting back to being yourself, and I'm glad that you started your platform. So talk about the inspiration behind keeping it going, because I know a lot of people, they start the podcast, but then for some reason they stop doing it. But I've seen you continue to keep pushing out episodes.
Mm-hmm. I probably got about 40 some episodes now. But when I started in 2022, and I stopped just like everybody else for a little while. And to me, podcasting, I learned to love it. I learned to love it because you meet so many different people from different places. You hear so many different stories, and you, like I said, you get to have that voice and talk about things that you want to talk about. And you don't really have to listen to what nobody else is saying. You really don't want to. So I continued to do it because it was things going on in my life that I wanted to talk about. And sometimes you don't have that good girlfriend to go talk to about it. And then sometimes you do want to kind of refrain from putting people in your personal business without getting the feedback. So that's why I did it. I just wanted to get the opportunity, and I'm glad because I met so many good people, and it's therapeutic, and that's something you might experience. You know, it's therapeutic podcasting. So that's yes. Why I just, it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Podcasting is very therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? That's the one mm-hmm. thing you look forward to whenever you get on the podcast, get to talk to somebody new in a different place. You know what I'm saying? And also, I've learned over the years, you can't have too many people in your business, because if you find out they start to use things against you, you know what I'm saying? They will try to hold things against you, and then when the time is right, they'll throw it in your face and hold it against you. And it's just, you don't need that, you know?
That's one of the things that sounds a little bit like one of my topics that I talk about, which is narcissism. And that's pretty much how it works. You know, somebody holds some stuff until they get the opportunity to and throw it back at you. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
Also, they do that to play the victim as well and try to make you look like the bad person. And I'll be like, you are such a narcissist, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I've experienced that in my personal life, and I've experienced it. I'm just going to say personal life. I've experienced it. And one of the things that I have learned is how to conquer it. And I will tell you that over the years of learning about it, researching, I also went to school, learning about behavior disorders, and I've learned the keys to conquering it. And once you get them keys to conquer it, oh man, it's like, it's a new world, because you see things before they even happen. That's what it pretty much feels like.
Yeah. And, you know, and I look back on some situations and I could see it before it happened, but sometimes you have that hope of maybe it might not go how I see it happening. And you trying to put that positive spin on, try to tell yourself be more positive, but at the same time, you got to be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, you know what, we're in a world full of a whole bunch of different people, and no matter how positive we are, how good we treat them, and how we try to do the right thing, those people, that's just not their thing. So two kinds of people got to mesh together. And if you trying to do the right thing by somebody else and being hopeful and positive and they not, ain't nothing you can do to change that. There's nothing that you can do. You still going to see that negativity come out of them. So that's something I also, you know, learned in podcasting, is you speak to different people and your point of view is not going to match everybody's. Mm-hmm. So it's good because you get to hear yourself and you hear somebody else's point of view and you're like, okay, yeah, we in a world full of a whole bunch of different kind of people. So,
yeah. I've definitely seen that in my time podcasting, because I've podcasted with some that they had some very strong views that I could respect. Then I had listened to some that I'm just like, is you serious right now? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I'm going to tell you this. I've actually spoken to people in podcasting and they've actually made me change some of my views on things.
Yes.
You know, like sometimes you might not get it at that moment, but you think about it after you finish and you're like, you know what? And I'm a real person. So I'm going to tell you, if you say something to me that I'm not really getting at that point and you explain to me and I grab it, I'm like, you know what? You're right. And that's something that I got from it too, is you might not be open to everything, but when you hear somebody else's point of view, their situation or where they've been, you're like, okay, you know what? I see why you see things that way. And I get it, you know?
Yeah, I could say the same thing. There's some things I get as well. And then I'll go back and I'll listen to the episode and then I'm like, damn, that was a very good point. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And most times you respect the people for their opinions and stuff, because they have some very strong opinions, but there's some opinions you're like, okay, I could do without it, you know?
Right. That's true. Very true.
That's true. So what's something about podcasting you wish you would have known before you got started?
Oh, I wish I would have known how it would have changed me. Because one of the podcast interviews that I did was a close friend of mine, and he made me see myself. You know, when you're doing different podcasts, you start to see yourself and you realize your flaws. Even the things that you didn't want to see about your personality, you some people's going to point it out to you, and you have to have that strong, thick skin to be able to take it. And that's one of the things that for my career that I got, is that I knew how to take it. But not from, you know, you taking criticism from somebody you know, it feels a lot different because you know that they know you.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I got from podcasting that I wish that somebody would have told me, is that, okay, you're putting yourself out there. There's somebody that's going to see you for who you are. They're going to listen to one of your podcasts and they're going to learn a pattern of where you're coming from when they hear more than one podcast. Because you know that when you do different podcasts, who you are is going to stay the same in each one. Okay, and some people are going to notice that, and they're going to come out and say, you know what, he's a womanizer, or you know what, she's got anxiety issues, or you're going to learn some of those things. So I wish somebody would have told me that, but it all seems to be for the good.
It is for the good, and you know what I'm saying, And criticism, it's okay if, like I say, it does. Now, if it's somebody within the industry, within podcasting, that's probably because one thing I've learned is they want to see you get better. You know what I'm saying? They're not just going to tell you that just to knock you down. They're telling you that because they want to see you get better and they see potential. Because you got to think about it this way. If they don't see potential in you, they're not going to go after you like, hey, you need to do this better. You need to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not easy to take, though.
And I know it's not easy.
You know, when we first get it, it's like, But then when you listen to it, and then you have, like I said, you have to keep in mind who it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're going to have, like, one of the things that I do with my podcast is I leave an email address where people can either request to be a guest or they can give comments, questions, or concerns. And, you know, through Spotify, you have the opportunity to give Q&A where they want to. And that right there was, like, shocking to me because some of the people would send messages and they would be like, well, I think your point of view is this was that way. And I had to really think about it. And the reality of it is we are podcasters. We are regular people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're regular, ordinary people. So we gonna have our issues, but it's therapeutic because it lets you see them. And then you have the ability to work on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. And also you have that ability. And also you have some people that will check in with you as well, you know, because it gives you people to check in with you on your abilities and see how you're progressing and getting better, you know what I'm saying? And now on your last episode titled, I Don't Need Nobody, man, and I felt that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you don't need nobody because you've been a loner and it's just so because you learn over the years that ain't nothing right until you just do it yourself because sometimes people will let you down. So, And I was like, and is it therapeutic to put that wall up? And what happens if someone comes along and they actually start to do right?
I think that the biggest thing with putting up a wall is realizing that first you have a wall up. Because a lot of people don't realize that they have that wall up until they've actually bumped into it a few times, which means you lose good people in your life because you have that wall up.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So I think over time, it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing. Because the reality of it is when you have that mindset, I don't need anybody, that's a safety mechanism. You know, that's just a way to safeguard yourself. A lot of times your heart, your feelings, physically keep yourself safe. But over time, you know, you see that as being it's really a bad thing. Because with you having that wall up, there's some people that's going to stick around. It's going to try to help you get that wall down. And it's going to be some people that got their own issues. It's going to be like, you know what? I ain't got time for this.
Yeah. And it's like, we all have our own issues. I will say shout out to the ones that will still rock with you, even though they see you going through something. And they still rocking with you and y'all helping each other out. But having a wall up for a very long time is very dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Especially with this dating pool that the way it is today. It makes it easier to, you know, it just makes it easier to stay the hell with everybody. But sometimes you have those weak moments where the wall kind of cracks, you know, because you do want somebody around, but, you know, not often, but. It's up to people when they see those weak moments to take advantage in a good way.
Right. And that's the thing. You got a world full of all kind of people. We just briefly spoke about narcissism. That's one of the big ones. Because if you know anything about the systematic way they approach things, a lot of times you don't see it coming. You don't know that heartbreak is coming. But we all know if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, it's coming at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that has caused me to have a wallet for a long period of time. And I don't know. I don't think it's something that you can just, you know, decide one night I'm not going to be that way. But then you have to think about it. And if you meet somebody with a wallet, are you willing to stick around? Because I don't know. I got to question that.
Yeah. I mean, I got to look at if it benefits me, if I'm benefiting from it. They might have their wall up, but they still might be helping me in some other areas. You know what I'm saying? They might be your friend. They might be. How are we helping each other? That's what I'm looking at. And it's like, because I know I'm willing to stick around if I see us really communicating and benefiting each other. We're helping each other, even though both of us got that wall up, because I think eventually the more time you spend with somebody, eventually that wall starts to come down. But then if it doesn't, then don't waste all your time. If you don't feel a change coming, I would say just don't waste your time, because sometimes you spend your time waiting on this person to let down their wall and to let you in. You'd have missed out on probably your future wife or your future husband waiting on this person.
But then let me ask you this, though. I know this is your show, but I'm about to ask you this. Okay, so do we put a time limit on that? Do we say, okay, well, you know what? When a person's got issues and they have that wall up, do we say generally, okay, we're going to give this a month, 2 months, we're going to watch this? Because then that other person may feel like they're on a stage. They're on a stage, all eyes on them. They have to perform correctly, because if they don't, this other person is out. Do we have to put a time limit on that?
I wouldn't put a time limit. I would just say the level of comfort. You know what I'm saying? If you're comfortable with that person, go for it. But if things start to get uncomfortable, then that might be the time to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because they always say things will get uncomfortable when it's time to leave, you know? And I wouldn't put an exact time period on it. You know what I'm saying? Because life is unpredictable.
It is. See, for me, I feel like whenever I see effort, that's like I got the gas. I'm getting the gas to keep going forward, to keep holding on and saying, okay, you know what? This person may change. It's effort. It's when I don't see the effort is when I'm like, you know what? This ain't working, because I don't see the effort. And if I'm the kind of person that's always putting effort some way, especially through communication, because when you can have an open conversation about what your issues are, then you know, okay, this person has an issue with this. Let's kind of walk around this, or let's wait till they're ready to go through it. But my thing is, if it's whenever I see effort, I have no gas when I don't see no effort. Like that's when I'm on E. I'm ready to go.
Ladies, believe it or not, us men appreciate effort too. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the ones that reach out to us and that will check in with us. And also the ones that will, when we check in with y'all, it don't feel like we're bothering y'all, because it's like, I was okay with some people being, oh, I just need you to be a friend first. But it's like, if I don't feel the effort from y'all, that's why I totally agree with you 100% on effort, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know what? I think as a female, and I'm gonna be so honest with this, I think a lot of times with us being females, that's one of the things that I mentioned in my episode, is that, you know, us women are taught that we're made of sugars and spice and everything nice, and we're supposed to be catered to, and we're supposed to be loved on, that sometimes we may not do it without the man maybe saying it. And a lot of times the man, because he's a man, I mean, because he's been taught that being a man means he doesn't get emotional, not until you become a grown man till you realize that it's okay to be emotional and let a female see those emotions. But a lot of times us females, I think that we're taught that the man is supposed to cater to us. And then now we're in 2024, the game has changed tremendously.
Yes, it has.
If you as a woman think, and I'm saying this to everybody out there, if you as a woman think that the man is supposed to cater to you, and you know his job is to make you feel good and feel loved alone, you'll be waiting forever. And if you got somebody that's doing that, he may at some point change, because that's not happening no more. Just like you just said, men are letting us know, listen, we ain't just taking y'all out to dinner no more. Exactly. I need to get a phone call saying when you gonna be ready, because I'm taking you to dinner. And I get it. To me, that's like the male species is I guess emotionally growing, getting mature, and realizing that, you know what? You know, you think about back in the day when you go to the club, the man is buying you a drink and sending it to you. Well, ladies, it's 2024. Y'all better start sending some drinks to these dudes.
Listen, it's 2024. You just got to put, like we said earlier, you got to put forth the effort, because you got to remember one thing. What you're not going to do, someone else is willing to do, because you see it all the time on social media. You see the women spoiling the men and the men doing it in return. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
You spoil me, I spoil you. You see those kind of relationships. You see those flourishing. You know what I'm saying? And that's the ones that aren't, well, that's why they're alone and miserable. You know what I'm saying? The ones that have the strong ass opinions about what a man shouldn't do or what a woman shouldn't do, I guarantee you, off social media, they are single.
That's true. I agree with that. I agree. I think is for me, the key is communication. If you're dealing with somebody that can't communicate, like I'm a communicator, I cannot be with somebody that's not a communicator. I know this about myself. And that's something that you realize as you get older, like communicating is a big deal. You can open your mouth and tell me what your issues are, what your problems are, what you don't like and what you dislike. Then we can work it out because I know what the issues are. But if I got to be, you know, doing the old school, what's the cone head thing where I got to be putting my head to your head and we try, I'm trying to figure out how you feeling and what you got. It's not going to work. Communication is the key.
Yeah, if communication and if I feel like I got to pull everything out of you, if I feel like it's just not happening without me asking you, then it's just no point. I'm like, I'm going to get tired of having to initiate everything. Like, yeah, I know I'm the man. We're supposed to lead and all, but sometimes we might have to defer to y'all, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then this is my thing, too. I look at it like this. In a relationship, this is my thoughts. A man that's in a relationship, he's always going to have that female friend. It may not be somebody he speaks to every day. It may not be somebody he sees on a regular. It may not be. It can be somebody he can pick up the phone and talk to. Once he gets that conversation going with that female friend about the fact that he has to constantly draw the love, the attention, the affection, the being spoiled out of his partner, that female friend, even if it's just a friend, just a platonic relationship, she don't let him know, like, okay, there's females out here that would do that. And a lot of women don't think so. Sometimes if a man is so into a woman, sometimes the female can feel like, you know what, he ain't going nowhere. He loved me, he ain't going nowhere. And it's like, there's always that one in the background that's talking to him and letting him know, there's some of us out here that will treat you right, you know?
Yeah. And also, and that's the same goes for men. Like if she got that one guy friend, and I know for me personally, that woman friend is actually my little sister. It's like little sister, I'll tell her some things and she like, and you can find better out here. There's better women and stuff. It might be your own family that will tell you, hey, you deserve better out here. You know what I'm saying? So, and not to settle. And then it's like, you got to listen to that, you know, because it's somebody that definitely has your own calls. And plus, a lot of female and male friends is definitely somebody that's been around for years.
Yeah. And see, that's a big thing. Everybody, male or female, has that person in their life, that one person. Now, you might have a few people that, you know, that can give you their opinion on something, but it's that one person that will come to you and say, you don't need to deal with that. Why are you dealing with that? Mm-mm. And when that person says it and it goes in this ear, it's done. Is done. We all have that person that we really trust and that knows us really well, maybe even knows what we want. And they know what we want. They're like, you know what? When this person gets in my ear and they tell me this thing here is a wrap, you follow it, you know? Yeah. And a lot of times that person is not revealed. You may have a significant other and they're not going to tell you that they're talking to Joe Blow or Tiffany, Tasha, Kim every once in a while, but they talking to them about what goes on in the relationship. They may not tell you that. They may not reveal that to you, but that person holds a lot of weight in which direction that person, you know, your relationship goes in. Hopefully that person that they're talking to is a good source. It's not just somebody that's just single and bitter, you know, but that person's gonna hold a lot of weight.
Yes, that person may hold a lot of weight, but it's up to that person to decipher the advice, whether to act on it or just take it with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got to look at where it's coming from, because sometimes it be the bitter ones that give you good advice, you know what I'm saying? It be the bitter single ones that give you good advice. It be the single people that give the best advice. That's the crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? We out here being the coach.
And we got a whole team, but when we go behind closed doors, we dealing with our own stuff. That is an awesome point of view that you brought up, because I was feeling the same way. I said, you know, like I have a lot of people that come to me in advice and I'm single and I'm like, wow, I got married people that come to me, single people that come to me, women that got baby mama, dudes that got baby mama, females that got baby daddy drama. And I'm like, little old me, I'm, you know, Why am I always the go-to? But people say, you know what? You have the best advice with stuff. And I think sometimes the person that's giving the advice, if you're single, you have a lot more time to think, to kind of weigh the pros and the cons and say, okay, is this right or is this right? And then when you think about it and you look back on you, how you've been treated a few times and you like, I wouldn't want this on nobody else. You just spill the beans and you tell them like, listen, is this really what you want? You know, and then on the other hand, you saying to them, you know what? You need to just stay around, that personal change. So it's all about, you know, where that single person's coming from. But that is so true.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I say sometimes you got to decipher advice, because sometimes single people, we ain't always giving out here giving bitter advice because misery loves company. No, sometimes we will tell you to stick it out because we'll tell you how trash the dating pool is right now. And we we'll tell you how trash it is and just to ride out. And we'll also say that it's always cheaper to keep the person than it is to split up with the person.
I always tell that. When I'm talking to somebody that's married and they're asking for advice, to me, you in a whole different playing field. Also, when somebody has children, if you have children with somebody and you married, the advice is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're single, you know, you may be able to walk away, cry a few tears. As for a female, eat you a few pints of ice cream and watch your movie, and then it might be out of your system at that point. But when we're dealing with married, I'm always telling them, listen, my advice, I can give you some advice, but don't think that what I say is, because what you're dealing with and what I'm dealing with is two different things. I always try to make sure I give that little disclaimer and let them know, listen. Mm-hmm. But it always happens. I have so many people that are married that come to me and talk to me about marital advice. And I'm like, Lord, one day I'm hoping that I can maybe experience it enough to say, to say, okay, I know what I'm talking about now, rather than just give my personal opinion.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes you don't mind being that safe space for them, but then you see what they go through and you're like, would I want this? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I look back, I'm like, would I want to do this? You know what I'm
saying? And so that's one of the things that you mentioned, as you said, like as far as a lot of people splitting up. When we think of the celebrities, we think about some of the celebrities that are together and we like, oh my gosh, do you believe? Somebody was speaking about the whole Cardi B and Offset situation. Mm-hmm. You know, she's had all this plastic surgery, which we don't know what she's done. But the reality of it is, yeah, you can be a beautiful person. That doesn't keep somebody. You have to know really what the situation is with a person. Just because y'all are in the same field of work, that don't mean that y'all gonna work.
Right, because anybody can get cheated on. Like, it's like when we found out Jay-Z had cheated on Beyonce, I'm like, damn.
Oh, yes.
That's everybody. I realized anybody could get cheated on, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, we all knew it when we listened to her music. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beyonce started kind of talking about some things and we was like, what's going on with Beyonce? And nobody would think it. But the reality of it is it can happen to anybody, which my belief is, now this, I know you're a male and you may see this a particular way, but I believe that men like variety. And a lot of times as women don't want to realize it, we get in these relationships so we get married, not realizing that when this other person does you the worst that could ever be done, you still got to love them because you're getting into a bind that means that I'm going to love you forever. You need to think about it.
True. I mean, you might love them forever, but that don't mean you have to stay with them forever, because sometimes you can love somebody enough to say to hell with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I gotta be selfish, because I'm like, I might love you, but I love you enough to say we need to break this off, because you know this ain't good for either one of us.
That's true. That's maturity right there. There's a lot of people don't see it that way. They say, you know what, I'm gonna stay with this person because we've been together since we was in high school, and you like, y'all done cheated 15 billion times. This one got a baby on the side somewhere, and you like, and you still, what's the reason for it? And a lot of times it's just because people don't want to let society know that this has failed.
It's that, and also they're comfortable. They done got comfortable, and they done got set in their ways, and they're afraid of change. That's the other reason too, and you can't be that way.
Okay, do you think that these people are afraid of being alone? Because I've heard that.
Because I've known some people as well. I've known some people, hell, within my own family. I'm not gonna call them out, but every time you look up, they with somebody new. I'm like, okay, you just, you know, I know they'll say it's been a year or so, but I'm like, damn, you know, it's.
Have you gotten to know yourself first? And that's one of the great things about being single for a long period of time is you get to learn yourself. You get to learn your likes, your dislikes. And over time, you realize what won't work immediately. Like if you meet somebody and they start talking a certain kind of way to you or dealing with you a certain kind of way, you already know, I don't like this. You're in tune with your feelings.
And also, and to go back to effort, you see somebody who's not really putting forth the effort or feels like you got to always reach out to them. It's like, I know I'm the man, but damn, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody holler at me for once to be like, hey, I'm available. And I'm like, if you're available to do something, that's all you got to tell me. I can figure out something to do from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of these men out here where the woman got to plan everything. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you. Well, that is an awesome trait because I'm telling you, I'm out here in these dating streets. And you could tell, just like you said, reach out to a man. You could reach out to a man. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? What you up to? Nothing. You see how you said you can take the initiative? Believe it or not, there are a lot of men that cannot take the initiative. They believe that the female's job is to, you know, let him know what she likes or what she dislikes. But I believe as a man, if he takes on that role, he can simply ask, hey, what do you think about this? And financially, it does not have to be all on one person. If you're in the process of getting to know somebody, you might be like, you know what? Hey, we can go ahead and do this. It's a little bit expensive. You take care of this, I take care of this. It's the fact that we together and we getting to know each other. Nowadays, some men, they have their egos driven straight to the sky. And it's like, you know, financially, I got to be able to do this financially. And you like, how do you really know if somebody really wants to be with you if it's all about what you have to spend on them?
Yeah, and that's the same thing I ask a lot of women, like, why y'all care so much about, because I know in 2023, they stayed having these conversations about where to take somebody or where not. Why the hell does it even matter? Like, at the end of the day, because I heard some relationships, some couples, their first date was at McDonald's and they still together to this day. You don't know what happens.
That's right.
It's just about the fact that y'all are together. And when you find someone that enjoys your company, they don't give a damn where you go, whether it's McDonald's, whether it's Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. As long as y'all together, they enjoy that company. You know what I'm saying? Now, if someone tells me, oh, I don't eat here or I don't eat that, and they throw out an expensive suggestion, that tells me, okay, I see what you're about.
Right. And that's the thing that people don't, in relationships, like I always believe, is about growing. If you stay in a relationship with somebody 10, 15 years, that person has grown to be a different person than they were when you met them. So because you meet each other and you say, okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to have something. We're going to go to McDonald's. We're actually talking. We're getting to know each other. We're around each other. We're checking out the vibe. 5 or 10 years from now, we might be doing some really big things and look back and laugh at, oh, you know, we sat down at McDonald's and that was the best date ever. Or that was the day I really knew that I was into you, even though we were in McDonald's. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just to give, I mean, I like chicken sandwiches from McDonald's. Now, I'm not really a Big Mac kind of person, but but hey, I feel like it's all about the vibe. And nowadays, it's not about that. It is so not about that. Like one of the episodes that I did was about dating a man that makes good money. Oh, the emails that I got about that. I still stand the same on that image. Finances is not about everything. And men have to realize that a woman can tell a man that is using his finances and his trinkets and how his life is to lure women in. We can tell. We almost got that telepathic vision. We can tell. And there's some that'll stay for a little while and some that'll stay just enough to say, hey, this was a great experience. But using the first date as being a lavish place, that don't mean it's going to keep the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, it's like you can't swing for the fences on the first date because guess what? Being so lavishly, you're going to have to maintain that. But what people don't realize, there are like a lot of nice places that cost just about the same as Applebee's or some of that. You just got to find them and do your research, you know what I'm saying? Because you can you can get that vibe, but you might not have to spend that a lavish amount of money. But people don't realize that. They want to go for the home run shots. But, you know, save the, they want to flex on the $200 date. So I'm like, I feel like sometimes I feel like the Black community got to be the only community that talks this way. Because I'm like, I don't nobody else talking about some $200 dates.
Yeah. I'm
talking about how to invest together and stuff.
Right. Let's talk about some bigger things. And that's the thing. Like, I was talking to a friend not too long ago. We were talking about going on that first date. Is it okay for the female to take a male on a date? I think it's okay. The only thing, the only issue that I have with that is, are you setting a trend of where this is how things are going to be? You know, because the reality of it is some women are shy and then there's some men. So, I mean, it's not about who does it first or how much it is. It's about taking that first step forward.
Yeah, agreed. It's definitely about taking that first step forward. And also, you got to know, I got to know if you're doing it from your heart. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I will say in my experiences with dealing with women, like, they'll do it. But then when shit blows up, and they throw it in your face. Oh, I had to do this. I had to do that. You know what? You're not doing it from your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do it from your heart, it'll work out. Even the situation I had somebody take me out for, because, you know, September, oh, I just got a text from my sister as I was recording. She, like, told me she wanted to come on the podcast. But
okay,
I'll deal with my sister later. But I had somebody in September take me out, and even though it didn't quite work out because it's just all about effort, you know what I'm saying? I forgive that person. I could tell their intentions were there. I could tell their heart was in the right place, you know? So it's all about effort and intentions and where your heart is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if your heart tells you, I want to take this man out, then fuck it, go for it. And if that man okay with it, hey, go for it. Because, and if you put forth the right effort, the right man, he will return the favor. But if he don't do it, another man will.
That's true. And then I think another part of that is when it comes to intentions is, where is this person coming from? Because I'm a true believer in, we are products of our past. So if you meet somebody and they just coming out of a really horrible situation, a lot of times you're going to get the residual effect of that. You know what I mean? If they've been cheated on, if they've been misused, abused, or anything, when they come into that situation, it's almost like that they're wearing that shell of whatever they just came out of. So you're going to have to deal with that. So my whole thing with that, like I tell any men that kind of decide they want to take me out, listen, if you got something going on in your situation, or if you're not healed yet, go get healed first. Go live your best life, and hopefully if it's God's will, then we'll get back together. Otherwise, go ahead and live your life, because I don't feel like I should have to come in behind anybody else to show you what kind of person I am based on me and who I am, when somebody else then, you know, left you all damaged and messed up for me.
I feel that, and I'm definitely not trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho either, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen some stories about men that took in a woman after this man done did this and did that. And I've seen how some women will turn that man out, because you know what? I'm not trying to deal with that either, because you know what? I'm trying to be here for you, and this is how you repay me? No, I ain't trying to deal with that.
Listen, and you don't know how people heal. You know, some people, when we think about a wound heals and it goes through different layers. And then eventually you almost can't even tell it was there. Well, some people, when they heal up, they still got them scars that's the first thing you see. You can tell by their attitude. You can tell by how they deal with you. You can tell by the reality that if the last person hurt them and they don't feel like they were able to get their get back, and here you come along, you know, and being in a relationship with a man, if he's come from being in a situation where he was hurt by a woman, and here you come, you're happy behind, and you think you ain't gonna feel it, you're gonna feel it, because he's been hurt and he feels like you the next best thing, or maybe you have the same intentions. Or like I get from a lot of guys that I come across as high maintenance. Okay, you can't look at a person and tell whether they're high maintenance. Maybe they value themselves. Maybe they didn't value themselves at one point and now they decided to. Yeah. So you know,
I mean, it'll just have to depend on how the conversation goes with the person. And it's like, because sometimes it might be the ones you think are high maintenance, they might be the coolest ones. And the ones you think are cool, they might be the ones that are high maintenance and stuff. You just never know.
But that's, to me, that's like prejudging. And if I date a guy and he is already prejudging me, I've experienced this being, and I'm from New York, being in the South, everybody has a presumption about, oh, you from the North, you this, you. I don't represent a whole region of people. Okay. Mm-hmm. I represent myself. So you have to deal with me based on what I show you. And then if you have questions or concerns about something, we go back to communication and you say whatever your issue is. You don't just say, okay, well, you know what? She seems high maintenance. She seems that, she seems that. You have to base a person on who they show you they are. And then if you have any questions about something or you want to know, you ask them. When you ask a person a question, what you're doing is you're letting them know that you noticed some things. Whatever answer they give you and how they act, it's always going to show what's the real deal. You can ask a person, are you a female? A male can ask a woman, are you a gold digger? And she says, no, I'm not. Okay, you keep paying attention. You watching her vibe. You see how she's dealing with you. It's going to show you whether she's really a gold digger or not, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So asking, I'm not a person that's big on dating and asking a billion and one questions. Because a person's going to give you an answer you want to hear anyway. I always say when you meet somebody, you're not meeting the real person. You're meeting a representative.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You're meeting a representative of who that person wants to be towards you. You're not going to know until later down the line who that person really is.
Mm-hmm. So. That's true. That's really true out here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Look and Talk. If you don't know, now you know. I sound a whole lot better. This podcast sounds a whole lot better when you have some liquor, if you're able to have some liquor, ladies and gentlemen. So shout out to the ones that aren't, you know what I'm saying? We still love y'all too. So everything that's being said so far, what do you think is going to be some of the major keys to winning and dating in 2024? Because I told myself this affirmation on, I think it was episode 279, Look at Talk. I said, I want to win romantically. And even though I said that, even though sometimes I have myself doubts because I'm like, how the hell is this going to happen? But I still believe it, you know what I'm saying? So what are the keys to winning romantically? And I'll say the biggest key is, we discussed it, is definitely communication and not settling. Those are two things. What else do you think is a key to winning?
I think one of the keys to winning is knowing exactly, and I mean, this takes some time of being alone, knowing exactly what you want. And when you see that that somebody's in your life and they're giving you what you want without you having to mention it 1,000 times, without having a lot of communication about it, then that might be somebody that you need to invest your time in. And sometimes it's right around you and you don't really pay it any attention. But to me, that's my key for 2024 is, I shouldn't have to keep saying it over and over again. It's just, you know, you got to realize this. If some things are not meant to be, they're just not meant to be.
Yeah. And also, and if it's meant to be, another thing I would say is you got to strike while the iron is hot. Because, you know what I'm saying? If you feel the momentum, you got to strike while the iron is hot. Because people get bored quick, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And today, women and men, people get bored quick. So, if you guys hit it off, you guys better be moving. I'm not saying go crazy and move fast into something you know that ain't gonna work, but if the vibe is there, you gotta strike while the iron is hot, because people get bored nowadays.
That's right. And then you gotta realize they get bored and they may be tired of playing the games that they didn't play different times. The games don't change, it's just a person. Every time you meet somebody new, the things that they're doing, if they're not doing something the right way as far as you, you've dealt with it before. You just dealt with it from a different person. So it was done a little bit differently. People ain't playing them games no more. No. And I realize that sometimes you got to cut your losses and say, you know what? I'm not into this. I don't want to do this. This is not making me feel good. Because when you're dealing with somebody that's not mistreating you, they're doing what makes them feel good. So you got to do what's making you feel good.
Right. You definitely got to do what makes you feel good. And if you see this person is only trying to benefit themselves and not trying to help you out in the process, you gotta cut ties, you gotta cut your losses out here, because they out here, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta find them. I had a coworker, me and a coworker of mine were looking at dating apps and stuff, and I'm just like, some of these people be telling on themselves in these dating apps, and it's crazy. It was like, you know what? For those of you on the dating apps, show some good pictures of yourself, you know what I'm saying? And no, nobody don't want to see a picture with you and your kids. Sorry, not sorry.
That is true. That's putting the family effect. I don't know why anybody would do that.
Yeah, I know. Literally, my coworker, she literally showed me this this man who put a picture with him and his two kids on there. I'm like, bruh, when they are dating people with kids, y'all gotta understand this. We are dating for you, number one. Mm-hmm. Damn them kids. The kids, the bond with the kids will come later. We gotta set right. a bond with you first.
Very true. Very true. Before you decide that you want to be in the whole collaboration thing. That's very true. I don't know. It sounds like this person has not been in the dating field for a very long period of time. And now they are, and they're looking from going to dating to being a family really quick.
And you know what, ladies, as a man with no kids, I will tell y'all, that is a turnoff, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't make this up. I literally had someone approach me like, hey, you'd be a good mentor for my son. I'm like, but what about you, though? Why are you telling me about your kid? Why aren't you telling me about you?
Okay, as a mother with a child, I do feel like it's important to be able to see that the person that you're interested in does have a value to your child. But I don't think that's something that you should see first, because that's ultimately, just like you said, tell on yourself. This person is not looking for a mate. They're looking for a mother or a father for their child. And I'm a person, because I am a parent, when I'm dating, I ask that the person that I'm dating be friends with my child first. You can't love on a child. I mean, that's down the road once you get to know me. But you can't come into a person's life and decide, you know, I dated one time and the guy was dating, wanted to do that. He wanted to come in the household and he was daddy. He wanted to cut off ties with everybody. And I was like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. That's not going to work. But I mean, sometimes people are really looking for help. You know, we hear that all the time.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And, you know, and that's why, and what I've heard a lot of times, that's why a lot of people are staying in toxic relationships.
So true.
Because they just looking for help, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen those cases, and I'm like, you know what? Y'all don't love each other, but y'all just, look, I know our economy's fucked up, but you know what? Yeah. I would rather ride out in peace and struggle by myself than to deal with someone who's not making it easier on me.
Yep, you got that right. I refuse to be with somebody just because they're helping me. And then the reality of it is, speaking from a woman's perspective, there are so many women that are out here dealing with a guy because he is helping them and she don't want nothing else with him. Because he's helping her, she'll stay. I don't get it, because I'm not, I can't do it.
So you just only stand, he ain't take you on dates, y'all not going on vacations together, y'all not starting businesses together, you know?
Okay.
It's like, I would rather y'all just be split up, because I've seen some cases where a baby mama and baby dad, they came together and they started a whole trucking business together. Now, they're not together, but they started a whole business together, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I mean, just because it may not work out romantically, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all got that kid, then y'all going to be bound together for life.
Mm-hmm. To me, what that means is they have a friendship, which to me, I've learned is very important. In the dating process, you don't need to be just dating to get to know that person. You need to get to know that person as a friend. Can I come and sit down and have some real conversation with you? I'm not talking about sex. Like, that could be something that you enjoy about a person, but is that going to keep you around? Am I going to be able to call you on those rough days at work? Am I going to be able to talk to you when I'm feeling down? Can you inspire my spirit? What can you put in me? And it sounds like from that situation, they had a stronger bond, maybe than a relationship. They had a friendship.
Mm-hmm. But see, here's the scary thing about friendships. You know what I'm saying? What I told somebody is, you're scared. The scary thing about friendships is you'll form a bond with somebody, but then that person, they'll just keep you in the friend zone for life. But meanwhile, you look up, they dealing with somebody else who treating them like shit, but ignoring you.
Yeah, I've experienced that actually before. But I think a lot of times, if you see yourself in a friend zone and you want to be more, are you vocalizing that to that person? Are you letting that person know? Because in my own experience, a lot of times a man will watch a woman, he'll be in a friend zone, and he'll watch a woman clearly be in a good relationship. I mean, excuse me, be in a bad relationship. And it might not be a physically bad relationship, just the person is not treating her good. And he won't say anything because he's afraid of rejection. And I feel like, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, even for us females, men think that us females don't experience rejection. We do. And sometimes you gotta say, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna take this chance. I'm gonna say, you know what? We ever thought about the two of us being together? You ever thought about maybe us, you know, being a little bit more than friends? Sometimes you have to have that conversation, and you put your little helmet on and you say, you know what? If I get rejected, it's just going to be like, you know, I'm going to just let it bounce off of me if I'm rejected. But sometimes you got to put your big girls, because I'm a big girl, you got to put your, you got to put your big girl pants on, and you know, as a man, say, you know what? I'm going to take that chance to come out and see what's up. Yeah. A lot of men won't do that because they are afraid of rejection, and they need to let go of that.
Yeah, and I understand that too. And from a man's point of view, you definitely gotta put yourself out there. And it's like, even if this person, and one thing I've learned over the years is you can't show them by actions that, look, I want more from you. You gotta vocalize it, because sometimes people don't know how to read in between the lines, and they don't know how to pick up on your actions. So you gotta vocalize it.
That's us women. I'm gonna tell you. For men, you can be friends with a female. And a female, like I said, because, you know, some of us, we think we're made out of sugars and spice. And we feel like this male friend, he's my friend. He really loves me. He cares about me. If I need something, or he knows that I'm going through some stress, he'll be there for me. But we're not reading between the lines. We think that this friend looks at us like a little sister, or a friend that we've known for a very long period of time. Or maybe even a friend that we know has been through so much in our life. So we just like, you know what? That's my homegirl. Let me make sure she's good. That's how we thinking as women. We're not thinking that maybe it's possible this man sees us down the line being a little bit more. Sometimes we're not thinking like that. So that's why I say,
I would say, some of y'all need to think like that, because I'm like nowadays, like, if you would have talked to me in college, I probably would have, the female friends they know of they're in college, yeah, but anybody now, everybody fair game. Even the ones that I've done shows with that are in different cities, everybody fair game now, you know what I'm saying?
I love your honesty.
It's like, we're fair game. It's like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at, like, the dating pool already trash, so it's like, what the hell can go wrong, right?
Right, that is so true. Okay, but let me ask you this. So now, if you're, say for instance, you're dating somebody and you're no longer dating that person anymore, and you meet a friend of theirs that, you know, you didn't meet through that person that you were dating, is that person off limits? Because see, we was having a conversation about this the other day, and I want to know your male perspective on that.
Now, if I see that you associate with this person, then it's very possible I might put you off limits, because I see you associate with this person and this person brings back memories. Yeah, I'm probably going to pass, because I'm going to think, like, look, y'all get the same. I don't need y'all exchanging notes about me, you know what I'm saying? Because you the girl might go to her friend about that, and that homegirl will probably dog me out based on the bad experiences, meaning she might not give me that room to grow up, you know what I'm saying? She might not be giving me that grace to grow up, because it's like, you may have caught me at the wrong time, and your homegirl may catch me at the right time, you know?
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion. No. If we date and you treat me wrong, and I happen to meet a friend of yours that I didn't know was a friend of yours down the line, and it gets mentioned, listen, you messed up. I'm not going to limit myself on who I date or who could prospectively be somebody good long-term for me and do what I would like in my life and be who I need in my life because they're your friend? Mm-mm. Not even. What? No.
But you know what? I will say, crazy or something, even though I might say I might be against it, but hey, nothing surprises me nowadays. So
I mean, you
it
said
it might be the homegirl of somebody that did me wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you said, that's my theory of fair game. I'm not, and it's not to look to hurt the other person, but if you walk into a situation, and let's be honest, if you walk into a situation and you dating somebody and you're honest about what you want, okay, and this other person does not want that, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to not deal with anybody because, okay, you know, this person knows you or is connected to you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make a conscious effort and say, you know what? I know that we don't know each other, but the reality of it is, I mean, I know you know somebody that I do know, but the reality of it is we're looking for the same thing. So we should be just fine dating each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that. No, not no, think about it. It's true. You know what I'm saying? If that person get mad, hey, they get mad, and I'm be like, look, you had your opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the little doggy. You know what I'm saying? you had your opportunity. Don't fuck this up for your homegirl. You know what I'm saying? And right. Also, friends, you cannot let your friends sabotage your relationships just because you had that person and they didn't work out. Like, look, maybe right. That person's changed. You got to give that person the room to grow.
Right. Absolutely. Very true. Very true.
And the last thing I would say about dating 2024 is you just got to get out there, you ladies and gentlemen. Stop being on the sidelines. You just got to say fuck it and get out there. You know what I'm saying? I know we out here coaching our friends, but sometimes we got to say fuck it and get in the game for ourselves. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because oh, yeah.
Life is short and everybody talking about the dating pool trash, but I'm like, you might just need to get out there and find your treasure, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I mean, you know, even when you out here dating and you say, you know what, I met this person. I'm not a club person anymore. But back then when I was dating, I would say dating and I meet somebody in a club, I might be like, I met him in a club. You really don't know that person may be struggling through their everydays just the way you are. You know, you have to give it a chance to say, okay, well, I'm going to give it a chance and see what's out here.
Yeah, you definitely got to give it a chance and see what's out here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like you. I barely go to the clubs. I might go to a bar or a lounge nowadays, but mm-hmm. The clubs are done, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just not the same anymore. Unless, of course, I'm in like a different city, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in my 40s now. Ain't rump shaking and doing all that. I need to be somewhere where I can sit, listen to a little music, maybe have a drink and enjoy myself. But all that pump, pump, get it, though. That's.
Believe it or not, I've seen people in their 40s still at the club. I'm like, mom, you're in your 40s. I saw one time, I remember in my 20s, I saw a mom in the club with her daughter. I'm like,
see, no, no. What kind of lesson is coming out of that? I'm not knocking anybody that does. I wouldn't do it. I might
go to a bar or a lounge with my mom, but I'm still not going to a damn club. Hell no.
No, because our lives are in jeopardy. And it's just, it's not like it used to be back in the days anymore.
It definitely is not how it used to be back in the days. Mm-hmm. Well, so what do you have planned for your podcast going forward for the remainder of the year?
I have a lot of interviews set up, which we've got to have some conversations about that. Mm-hmm. I got a few interviews set up, and that's what I want to start doing is a lot of my podcast is me talking and giving my opinion, but I want to do more interviews, maybe in multiples, just a cool vibe. I don't want my podcast audience to be all about listening to me. I want to have different viewpoints, and I want to talk to some people that maybe may not have the same opinions that I do. And just to show that people with different opinions, that don't mean that we can't collaborate and have a good vibe and have a good conversation, just like we did here today, you know? So that's 2024 is all about the interviews. I'm interested in talking to some people that have maybe experienced some domestic violence. That's a big thing that I'm interested in talking about. Maybe some abuse, whether it's emotional abuse. Those are the interviews that I want to do. All 2024, Tweet Talks is interviewing.
Yes. Shout out to this lady named Danielle. She came on recently and talked about her domestic violence situation and she overcame that. Y'all can check out that episode. That is episode 280 of Look Talk. Y'all can check that episode out. Lastly, why do people need to tune in and subscribe and tap in with the Tweet Talks podcast? Because I know you're great. That's why you're here. That's why I have you on today. But in your own words, why do people need to tap in with your podcast?
Because Tweet Talks is therapy. It's that good girlfriend where you don't know me and I don't know you. And we can just vibe and get our therapy on. Talk about our mental issues. Talk about the issues that we are facing on a daily basis. And definitely talk about dating, child. Because that's my biggie.
Yes, yes, I see that you done gave some good advice on winning and dating on this episode. So I appreciate you for blessing the Liquor Talk with your presence today. And whenever you're ready for me to come on your podcast, I'm in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So I'm ready to go whenever you're ready to have me. Hey, hold me to that. I wish more podcasters would, you know what I'm saying? So
okay,
hold me to it. I just wish more of them would. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Liquor Talk. Thank you for everybody that poured up with us, whether you're on Apple's podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Twitch, wherever you get your podcasts at. Give us some feedback. What did you think of the episode? What are your keys to dating in 2024? Give me some feedback. Holler at us on Instagram, Twitter, wherever. Holler at us. We're out this thing, y'all. Until the next episode, keep pouring it up. And remember, everything in life is just temporary, so keep pouring up and keep pushing, y'all. Peace.